Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. A new era in taxation has begun in India, with the new Income Tax Act 2025 coming into force on 1st April 2026, replacing the six-decade-old Income Tax Act, 1961. But why does this matter? This significant change is expected to simplify the tax filing process, making it more efficient and user-friendly for taxpayers. First, let's look at the background. The Central Board of Direct Taxes, or CBDT, has launched Karsathi, an AI-powered 24/7 chatbot, meaning tax companion in Hindi, alongside a revamped taxpayer website. This chatbot answers queries on the new act, forms, and ITR procedures. What makes this significant is that Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman had earlier launched Prarambh, a nationwide outreach program for the transition. Now, let's examine the key simplifications. The rules have been reduced from 510 to 333, and forms have been reduced from 399 to 190, which is a significant reduction of around 52%. Over 2,200 FAQs covering 186 forms have been published. Crucially, CBDT Chairman Ravi Agrawal led the rollout of this new system. Remember this number, 510 rules have been reduced to 333, and 399 forms have been reduced to 190. Note this carefully. The new Income Tax Act, 2025, is effective from 1st April 2026. Now, let us turn to the next topic. The National Stock Exchange of India, or NSE, has received SEBI approval to launch exchange-traded natural gas derivatives linked to the domestic JKSE benchmark, which is India's first such instrument based on indigenous pricing. But what does this mean? This allows gas producers, consumers, and CGD companies to hedge price exposure without relying on international benchmarks like TTF or Henry Hub. It is worth pausing here to note that the Gas Index of India, or JKSE, is operated by the Indian Gas Exchange, or IGX, a wholly owned subsidiary of the Indian Energy Exchange, or IEX. JKSE reflects real-time weighted average prices at six regional hubs across India. The NSE derivatives will promote price discovery via a domestic, transaction-based index. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The NSE has received regulator approval from SEBI on 1st April 2026. The exchange is the NSE and the index is JKSE, the Gas Index of India. The JKSE is operated by IGX, the Indian Gas Exchange, which is a subsidiary of IEX. The JKSE has six regional delivery points, or hubs. The IGX started operations on 15th June 2020. Moving on to the next topic, PLR Systems, a joint venture between Adani Defense and Aerospace and IWI, or Israel Weapon Industries, has delivered the first batch of 2000 Prahar, or NEGV NG7, 7.62mm light machine guns to the Indian Army on 28th March 2026, which is 11 months ahead of schedule. But why is this significant? This contract for 41,000 units was signed in August 2024 under emergency procurement and represents the largest single small arms contract ever awarded to an Indian private company. The Prahar LMG replaces the aging 5.56 mm INSAS LMG. The delivery occurred at the Small Arms Complex, Gwalior, Madhya Pradesh. Indigenous content is targeted at 75% within 3 years and 90% by the end of the decade. Now, let us look at the key facts. The joint venture is between Adani Defense and Aerospace and IWI, or Israel Weapon Industries. The gun is the NEGV NG7, branded Prahar LMG in India, with a caliber of 7.62 by 51mm NATO. The contract is for 41,000 units, signed in August 2024, under emergency procurement. The first delivery was 2,000 units on 28 March 2026, at Gwalior, Madhya Pradesh, which is 11 months early. The Prahar LMG replaces the INSAS LMG, which is a 5.56 mm weapon. With that background in place, let us look at the next topic. The Insurance Regulatory and Development Authority of India, or IRDAI, has released the list of domestic systemically important insurers, or DSIs, for the financial year 2025-26, retaining the same three insurers as the previous year. But what are DSIs? DSIs are insurers considered too big to fail, whose distress could cause significant disruption to the domestic financial system. The three designated insurers are LIC, or Life Insurance Corporation of India, New India Assurance Company Ltd., or NIACL, and GIC Re, or General Insurance Corporation of India. They face enhanced corporate governance requirements and heightened IRDAI supervision. The DSII framework was introduced in the financial year 2021-22 and is analogous to the RBI's DSIB framework for banks. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The designation date is 2nd April 2026. The DSIs are LIC, GIC Re, and New India Assurance. The DSII framework was first introduced in the financial year 2021-22 by IRDAI. The framework is analogous to the RBI's Domestic Systemically Important Bank, or DSIB, framework. The basis for designation is size, market importance, and interconnectedness. Moving on to the next topic, the Unique Identification Authority of India, or UIDAI, has signed a Memorandum of Understanding with CE Info Systems Ltd., or MapmyIndia, to enable citizens to locate over 60,000 Aadhaar enrollment centers via the Mapples navigation app. But why is this significant? This will help combat misinformation about fake or unauthorized Aadhaar centers. Citizens will be able to search for Aadhaar Seva Kendras, or ASKs, and enrollment centers on Mapples, filterable by service type, such as adult enrollment, child enrollment, address, or mobile update. The integration will roll out within 2 months of signing. The UIDAI is established under the Aadhaar Act, 2016, and Aadhaar has over 1.4 billion enrollments. Now, let us look at the key facts. The UIDAI has signed an MOU with MapmyIndia on 1st April 2026. The purpose is to list over 60,000 Aadhaar centers on the Mapples app. The MapmyIndia brand is Mapples, which is CE Info Systems Limited. The UIDAI is under the Aadhaar Act, 2016, and the Ministry of Electronics and IT. Aadhaar has over 1.4 billion enrollments. With that in place, let us turn to the next topic. Gangotri National Park in Uttarkashi District, Uttarakhand, has reopened its gates on 1st April 2026 after the winter closure period, allowing tourists to access trekking routes, including Kedarthal, Gomukh Tapovan, Gartang Gali, and Nelang Valley. But what makes this park significant? The park is home to snow leopards, Asian black bears, brown bears, musk deer, Himalayan monals, and blue sheep, or bharal. The Gangotri Glacier, which is around 30 kilometers long, is one of the largest glaciers in the Himalayas and the primary source of the Ganga. However, it has been retreating due to climate change. The winter of 2025-26 saw over 29,000 visitors before the closure. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. Gangotri National Park was established in 1989 and covers an area of 1,553 square kilometers. The park is located in the Uttarkashi district of Uttarakhand. The key wildlife in the park includes snow leopards, brown bears, musk deer, Himalayan monals, and bharal. The key treks in the park are Gaumukh Tapovan, Kedartal, Gartang Gully, and Nelang Valley. The Gangotri Glacier is around 30 kilometers long and is the source of the Ganga. Moving on to the next topic, India's defense exports have hit a record high of 38,424 crore rupees in the financial year 2025-26, representing a growth of 62.66% over the previous year's 23,622 crore rupees. But what does this mean? This significant growth is a testament to India's growing defense manufacturing capabilities. The breakdown of the exports is as follows. Defense Public Sector Undertakings, or DPSUs, accounted for 21,071 crore rupees, which is a 54.84% share and a growth of 151%. The private sector accounted for 17,353 crore rupees, which is a 45.16% share and a growth of 14%. The major exports include munitions, fuses, lightweight torpedoes, armored vehicles, small arms, bulletproof jackets, and UAVs. Now, let us look at the key facts. The total defense exports for the financial year 2025-26 are 38,424 crore rupees, which is a record high. The growth is 62.66% over the previous year's 23,622 crore rupees. The DPSU's share is 21,071 crore rupees, which is 54.84%, and the growth is 151%. The private sector's share is 17,353 crore rupees, which is 45.16%, and the growth is 14%. With that in place, let us turn to the next topic. The Ministry of Education has notified the National Council of Educational Research and Training, or NCERT, as a deemed to be university on 30th March 2026, empowering it to offer degree, postgraduate, doctoral, and specialized programs. But why is this significant? This move is aligned with the National Education Policy, or NEP, 2020 goals. The status is granted under Section 3 of the UGC Act, 1956, in a distinct category. The six constituent units included are the five Regional Institutes of Education, or RIES, located in Ajmer, Bhopal, Bhuvneshwar, Mysore, and Shillong, and the Pandit Sundarlal Sharma Central Institute of Vocational Education, or PSSIV, in Bhopal. NCERT will not engage in commercial or profit-making activities. NCERT was established in 1961. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The notification date is 30th March 2026 and the ministry is the Ministry of Education. The notification is under Section 3 of the UGC Act, 1956, in a distinct category. The constituent units are the five RIES and the PSSIV in Bhopal, making a total of six units. The RIES are located in Ajmer, Bhopal, Bhuvneshwar, Mysore, and Shillong. NCERT was established in 1961, and this move is aligned with the NEP 2020. Moving on to the next topic, India's first dengue vaccine, Kdenga, has received regulatory clearance from the Subject Expert Committee, or SEC, under the DCGI, for use in the 4 to 60 years age group. But what does this mean? This is a significant development in the fight against dengue fever in India. Kdenga, which is also known as TUG-003, is a live attenuated tetravalent vaccine that covers all four dengue serotypes, or DENV 1, 2, 3, and 4. The condition for approval is that a local safety and effectiveness study is required within 6 months of market entry. The manufacturing partner in India is Biological E, located in Hyderabad, with a capacity of up to 100 million doses per year. The expected availability is in the second half of 2026, primarily through private hospital chains. India records around 20 million dengue cases annually. Now, let us look at the key facts. The name of the vaccine is Krenga, also known as TAK-003, and it is made by Takeda Pharmaceutical, a Japanese company. The India partner is Biological E, located in Hyderabad, with a capacity of up to 100 million doses per year. The age group for the vaccine is 4 to 60 years. The type of vaccine is live attenuated tetravalent, covering all four dengue serotypes, or DENV 1, 2, 3, and 4. The significance of this vaccine is that it is India's first approved dengue vaccine, and the expected launch is in the second half of 2026, primarily through private hospitals. In conclusion, these developments highlight the significant progress India is making in various fields, from taxation and defense to education and healthcare, and demonstrate the country's commitment to innovation, growth, and the well-being of its citizens.